All right, we're going to wrap up with Bruce Van Hull now. I doing the math there and found out that, you know, $100 becomes $185, I believe is what it is. When you get there. Anyhow, MyLifePlanFinancial.com, the place to be, Bruce. Real quickly, tax-free income.
Yeah, there's basically three types of tax-free income: municipal bonds, Roth IRAs, and there's a special type of life insurance that has no limit on what you can put in. You put it in for 5 years, and there's an income provision from the sixth year to life. You take out tax-free income, and that tax-free income is payable regardless of what the tax bracket is, because you never report it as income. It is tax-free. It's part of a life insurance contract.
MyLifePlanFinancial.com, the place to find out more. Bruce, thank you for all the insight today. Bruce Van Hull here, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Merry Christmas, Bruce.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
There you have it. All right. Shifting gears now. We now know that Alyssa Slotkin is going to vote for impeachment come Wednesday. Alyssa Slotkin is going to vote for impeachment come Wednesday. And I'm going to just say, for the record, I believe that is a probably a good indicator of the end of her political career. It's a Republican plus four district. Donald Trump carried the 8th Congressional District by 7 points in 2016. I believe in 2020, it'll be a wider margin. Join me now, Michonne Maddock. Michonne Maddock here from the Michigan Trump Republicans. How are you, Michonne?
Good morning. I'm great.
So a big event coming up. I'm confused because I know that I listened to Fox News on Friday, and I know that Alyssa Slotkin said, I won't make a decision until Monday, until after the town hall. And yet somehow she has this completely crafted op-ed piece that is published on Sunday. So that didn't go in at 5 o'clock on Saturday. That was all done.
I think the whole thing is really confusing, although I'm not surprised. This is the train wreck that the do-nothing Democrats are.
So
they're already packing up at Oakland Center. I just got a call from one of the activists that over in the 8th Congressional District. She's been there for a half hour, and she says that people are already lining up. So I'm expecting this town hall to be packed today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be off the charts. I'm going to try to get in. We'll see what happens. You know, I've got a bit of a run to make to get there. So I might be a guy outside in the ocean of human beings, but I think that, and what difference does it make? You know, you can go there and tell her that she's wrong, but she's made up her mind. And
the truth is she surrounds herself by the same pack of Democrats that show up at everything and tell her how wonderful she is. Maybe that's part of the problem, is she doesn't understand what the real district that she serves looks like, because she's got the same little mob pack that follows her, you know, everywhere. The truth is she won this very conservative 8th Congressional District by fooling voters into believing that she was a moderate. But she's really revealed herself to be the radical leftist that she really is. I mean, she's siding with Pelosi on impeachment, basically auditioning for the junior squad along with Haley Stevens, my congresswoman.
Right. So I've got one, you've got the other.
Yep.
And so there it is.
We need to remind them to quit harassing our president. They're trying to impeach our vote with their corrupt congressional big brother tactics. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Democrats have made billions for their families as they sold out Michigan workers. When wages were flat, unemployment was high, and when all the times were tough, where were the Democrats then?
Where do we go? Let me ask you this. I believe, you know, Trump won this district, my district, the 8th, by 7 points in 16. I think he wins it by maybe 10 in 2020. And I'm serious, because I talked to Republicans, independents, and Democrats who are all fed up with all of this nonsense.
They are. They're fed up. And you know what? It's not the moderates that did support her. They don't want you to take away our guns. They don't want open borders. They don't want government-run health care and job-killing energy mandates. You know, those people were bought and sold a line of sweetest pie Slotkin goods.
Yeah, they don't want abortion on demand of a child that's about to be born either. They don't want 90% income tax. They don't want a wealth tax,
exactly.
A death tax, a health tax. They don't want the voting age to be 16. They think the Electoral College is just fine. They don't want to pay reparations. They don't want universal income. They don't think that illegals should get Social Security. There's a list of things that come to mind.
You're absolutely true, and that's why I agree with you. Trump is going to overwhelmingly win the 8th Congressional District, and whoever the candidate is on the Republican ticket is going to sail right into that seat. So I can thank Slotkin for that.
Well, there is that. And I assume that Haley Stevens will be right there in her hip pocket voting for impeachment, which, you know, it's weird to me because if you actually went to your district, you would hear from all sorts of people say, this is a terrible idea. If you talk to honest Democrats, they'd tell you it was a terrible idea.
Haley Stevens won't come back. We pushed Haley Stevens over an edge when we, you know, caught her on camera shrieking that the NRA has got to go. That was, you know, just such a fabulous day watching her come unraveled and really truly reveal herself. And so now she's nowhere. She did a town hall by phone call because that is the easiest way to try to control the angry Trump supporters that want to call her out in the 11th.
Well, exactly. So so people are lining up already there at Oakland University.
Oakland University, the doors open at 10:30 in the Oakland Center. You know, we need people who support the president to show up, and not just show up, but stand up. Stand up and call her out. They all get real mad at me when I'm showing up at these, you know, telling me to sit down and be quiet. You know what? I'm so tired of Republicans behaving and sitting down and being quiet.
Meadowbrook Road, Rochester, Michigan, the Oakland University Oakland Center. Meadowbrook Road, Rochester, Rochester. It'll be the scene of the crime come 10:30 this morning, and the doors, the event begins. And she's only giving them an hour.
Yep. You know,
one hour. I mean, for the most consequential vote. Yeah, the most consequential vote ever to be taken by a member of Congress, and she's going to give people an hour. All right, so maybe you can give me some feedback tomorrow. I'm going to try to get in. I don't know if I have a stand any chance based on what you're telling me.
No, you'll get in because it's a huge room. There's always been more than enough room. Show up. We need people to show up. So
there you go.
I want you there.
All right, I'm on my way. Bring your friends. All right, Michonne. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love